Some reality shows this week feature previous contestants on other reality shows. The shows had people doing things because they are now sort of celebrities themselves. But fame is fleeting, unless you work to preserve it. NPR's Gloria Hillard takes a look at life after reality TV.
At this American Management Association forum, more than 100 people, mostly businessmen and women, have paid around $200 to meet the guest panel seated at the front of the room.
And I think you'll really enjoy what she has to say. Please welcome Pamela Gay.
Now, if that name is not immediately familiar, here's a clue.
Only four candidates remain. Who will be fired this week?
Joining Pamela Day are Nick Warnock and Elizabeth Jarosz, two other firees from the boardroom of NBC's The Apprentice. Day acknowledges while she and the other contestants all come from successful business careers.
I think they just like to hear about what really happens behind the scenes on The Apprentice. But now I'm going to have to go get, you know, a speaking agent. And as all of this is happening, I'm beginning to get asked about, you know, a book or hosting types of work.
Rob LaPlante, the casting director for The Apprentice, says Day's experience is pretty typical. He's covered with dust from opening countless padded shipping envelopes with audition tapes from Apprentice wannabes.
Do I personally think it's a launching pad into massive celebrity? No. I think in a lot of cases it sort of expires after that 15 minutes, but I think that some people seem to just juice it into 17 and 18 and 19 and 20 minutes.
Amoros, just take a baby step to your right,
please.
Hold that right there. Perfect.
Since last summer's stint on The Apprentice, Omarosa Manigault-Stallworth, the woman who endured falling ceiling tile and audience animosity, has been working very hard extending that quarter hour of fame.
2 days after I walked off the set of The Apprentice, I started my search for an agent because I knew that I needed to treat this business, they call show business, as a very important money-making venue.
Omarosa has deals from product endorsements to paid speaking engagements. She's made a half dozen guest shots on TV, including the daytime drama Passions and Oxygen Network's Girls Behaving Badly.
I think the very best part of celebrity is to get to meet so many people. I mean, people want to touch you. They want to know you. They want to see you.
Oh, gosh, I think I've probably been in every magazine ever made.
Singer Nikki McKibben was an American Idol finalist. She got flowers from her idol, Stevie Nicks. She gets hundreds of fan letters a month. But she's still living in Grand Prairie, Texas, and still waiting for the record deal.
I didn't get the fortune that came with the fame, so, you know, I'm shopping around right now.
And since getting married before millions on ABC's The Bachelorette a year ago, Trista Rand and Ryan Sutter say they're surprised to still see themselves on magazines at the grocery checkout counter.
You think to yourself, why would anyone want to waste their time following me with a camera, you know? But it's flattering to know that people want to know about us still. But in the same regard, you know, you definitely want to secure your privacy and keep it safeguarded.
Which is why the self-described homebodies are living in Colorado.
I think both of us realize that we want to have a normal life. We want to have a normal marriage and family life. And we didn't want to come to Hollywood and pursue really anything along those lines.
Meanwhile, back at the Business Leadership Conference, The Apprentice contestant Elizabeth Jarosz says her short stint on the NBC reality show might have been the best thing that ever happened to her.
After you're fired, you do so much. I mean, Tony Danza, The Today Show, Regis, Fox News, Fox
Which may be why this corporate consulting firm owner is now looking for an agent and...
Ultimately, I'd like to have my own talk show.
Gloria Hillard, NPR News.
And this is Day to Day, a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.